Perek Beis Mishnah Dalid. Ezahu Tam ve Ezahu Muad. So the Mishnah now is dealing with the third case listed in the last Mishnah on the first Perek that deals with an animal becoming a Muad, meaning when you're dealing with the Av Nezikin of Keren, the Behema is not a Muad initially when it first damages. The first time, the second time, we'll see a third time. The owner of the behema, when it comes to the nezek of Keren, the owner pays chatzi nezek. He pays half of the damages. So while it starts out as a tam, we saw, though, that it will become a muad after it has damaged it three times, even though initially the first three times it was deemed a damage, an unusual damage. Now it has become the norm. The Mishnah begins, Ezahu Tam ve Ezahu Muad. Which behema is a Tam and which behema is a Muad? Muad kol shehidu bo shlosha yamin. Literally this means a Muad is any behema that was warned, meaning the owner was warned that it did Keren, it did the Nezek of Keren. And literally it means on 3 days. So what does this mean? Muad kol she'idu bo shlosha yamim. So what this, and this is the first Tana of the Mishnah, what this Tana maintains is that a behema that did the nezek of Keren three times on the same day will not become a muad. What he needs, what the behema needs to become a muad is that these three nezek activities of Keren take place over a period of at least 3 days. These 3 days, by the way, do not have to be consecutive. They could be, let's say, on a Sunday, a Tuesday, a Thursday, but the 3 days cannot be separated by a day, this is important, in which it had the opportunity to do Keren damage, Nezek of Keren, but failed to do it. Meaning, if the animal did negicha, it was nogeach, it gored another animal on Sunday. But on Tuesday, for example, it what happened? It saw another animal and did not gore it. And then, the day after, it saw that animal, another animal, and it did gore it. It did do a negicha. Those 2 days do not add up. Why? Because since there was a day in between in which there was no goring of the animal, so it's not considered 3 consecutive days of goring. Again, the days do not have to be consecutive, and it doesn't have to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But they have to be consecutive in the sense that each time it has that opportunity to gore, it gored. Meaning in the same situation where it had another behema, if it didn't gore it, then that breaks the flow of 3 times, of goring 3 times, and it will not be a muad. The Mishnah continues, Vitam, according to this first opinion, Mishiyachsir bo shlosha yamin. And when does this muad, after having become a muad, how can it return back to its state of being a tam? So he says, Mishiyachsir bo shlosha yamin. If what happens is it sees another animal on 3 days and did not go ahead and gore them, so then this Tana holds, that's when it will reverse back to it being a Tam. So it comes out as follows. According to this Tana, and the Mishnah says this is who? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The first Tana in this Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it will only become a Muad if the Behema shows that it has damaged over a significant length of time. It has to show this type of behavior of damaging over a significant length of time. So therefore, according to this Tana, if it gores 3 times in 1 day, even if it's back to back to back, where there is no scenario in between where it saw an animal and didn't gore it, even so, since it's all happening on the same day, since all the gorings were on the same day, Rabbi Yehuda holds it will not become a muad. And also the reversal demands on 3 different days, it shows that it has not gored when given the opportunity. Rabbi Meir Omer. Now we come to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. He says, Muad shehidu bo shlosha plamim. He holds, Rabbi Meir, that the animal will be a mu'ad when the behema was warned, when the owner of the behema was warned three times that it did damage of Karen, and this is regardless of whether it took place over 3 days, over 1 day. So Rabbi Meir basically holds that if an animal can, this is a Gemara in Baba Kama, if it can be Kama Mu'ad by goring three times on different days, he holds the Kal v'chomer. It certainly will become a Mu'ad when it gores three times on the same day, because the more frequently it will attack, the more dangerous it is. Now, what the exact machlokas is, that's for Ian Shear. This is Mishnayos. Let's move weiter. And then the Mishnah ends off by saying, V'tam kol shiyu atzinokos b'mashim bo v'eino geach. And the mu'ad, according to Rabbi Meir, will go back to being a tam only if it becomes so mild, so tame, that children will muter it, touch it, pull on it, and it doesn't go ahead and gore them. So Rabbi Meir basically holds that holding back from attacking animals, even for 3 days, when it has a chance, is not enough reason for an animal to change back from a mu'ad to a tam. The only way for it to become a tam again is by not goring children who touch it and pull it. This is the Rav, as explained by Rabbi Akiva Eger. This is the, and the Bartanura happens to say that the halacha here is like Rabbi Meir, that a shor mu'ad does not revert to becoming a tam until a child will play with it and it would not gore. I don't think you want to have your child go ahead and test it though.